that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
We're transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Come on.
Hey, what's up? Good morning and welcome to a Thursday show. I think we got a pretty good one for you today. My dance partner from Dancing with the Stars will be in. She's Australian. She's basically a professional athlete. She's incredibly demanding. She's beautiful. Like, all the things that are intimidating. But she will be in later on. I was talking to Amy before the show started. Sometimes I like to just roll those conversations over. Where Amy has two kids. They were adopted from Haiti. They came to America at the first of the year. And it was cold when they got here. And in Haiti, it's never cold, right, Aime?
No, it's pretty warm and humid all the time. I should correct myself. It's hot and humid all the time.
Yeah, it was so hot.
Like, you sweat. Like, you just go there and you just sweat and sweat and sweat and sweat.
And so they came and it was cold and they were like, what is happening? Well, now, as the temperature starts to drop and we're all getting a little bit sick and your kids are starting to think the snow's coming.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it dropped into the mid-60s, and my son is like, is it going to snow? I'm like, calm down, but they are definitely freezing cold. Last night, they slept in flannel pajamas and socks.
It's funny because their blood is just thin.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, our blood's kind of middle, and people, my friends from Minnesota, our listeners in Boston, their blood's a bit thicker because it's had to be.
Yeah. It's just interesting to see, like, their minds, they, like, instantly think snow is coming. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, it feels amazing outside. Like, I can be outside in shorts and a T-shirt and finally just be like, ah, oh, yes, the summer heat is gone. Yeah. And they're like, is winter coming?
Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
Winter is coming. We're going to play Dustin Lynch, Small Town Boy, to start the show right now. In the next segment coming up, just a few minutes, I do want to give you guys some behind-the-scenes Dancing with the Stars stuff. I'm fully in it now, so... I know Sharna's coming in later on, but I want to tell you guys a couple things that maybe you didn't know about the actual taping of the show.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Hurricane Florence is a Category 2 hurricane right now. It has weakened. Winds are 110 miles an hour. It's going to make landfall in the Carolinas really late tonight or tomorrow morning. Thousands of flights have been canceled in preparation for the hurricane. Make sure you check your flight status. Be careful out there. Definitely, definitely be careful.
So it was announced yesterday that I'll be on Dancing with Stars. I've been training 6-7 hours a day for, I guess, a week now. And I'm bad, but I'm trying to get better. Amy, the craziest thing is you go and you practice, and there are 3 cameras in there the entire time for every practice for 4 or 5, 6 hours.
So nuts.
And they're filming you the entire time because any nugget you give them of frustration or sadness or flirting,
ooh,
even, I know. So I got to watch it because I flirt terribly.
Oh,
yeah.
I thought you meant your, I guess I don't really picture you getting frustrated, but you have been really hard on yourself.
Terribly frustrated. Like there was a time I kind of broke down a bit and was like, I don't know if I can do this.
Mm-hmm.
So but they get all that and they have someone there. They have 3 cameras and they have someone with a notepad. And every time you say something, they jot it down and what time it is on the tape.
Wow.
And so if they need to come back to it, they will. But for every single second, like in my contract, I cannot practice without a camera watching me. Now, as crazy as that sounds, imagine a camera watching you when you're terrible at something. It's not just like you're living your life on reality. You're living your life on reality and you suck at it.
Yeah. And it's grueling and you're tired and you're hungry.
Yeah. Yeah, and she's pretty.
Do you ever tell them, hey, don't use that?
No, I don't think that's a thing. Because I think if I said that, maybe they would go, ooh, maybe we should use that. So, yeah, that's where it is. But she'll be in later on, like an hour and a half or so, I believe. Sharna, my dance partner, will come in. She's from Australia, got the accent. She dyes her hair really, really red, like Jessica Rabbit. So, yeah.
What color is her natural hair? Do you know?
I don't know.
You should.
We've only recently began to have... We've had human conversations outside of the dance. Like, we've had dinner and stuff. But in the dance room, I'm so bad that there's not a lot of conversation for human stuff.
But outside the dance room, you've been hanging out? Is that what you just said?
We have hung out, yeah, sure.
So, like, in a quiet place? Because you watched a movie called The Quiet Place, and you said it was with a female, and you wouldn't say who. So I'm just seeing if you guys went to a quiet place.
Oh, was that her?
Well,
oh,
because you watched 2 movies.
Yeah. Well,
with 2 girls?
No, no.
What is happening?
This is getting
right
interesting.
Listen, I'm just not into pushing her agenda if she's not here. You can, you know, later on she'll be here.
So you don't want to say who you watched A Quiet Place with. You won't confirm nor deny that it was her.
I will not confirm nor deny. I'll say this again. I will not confirm nor will I deny. Okay?
The plot thickens. Hmm.
She'll be in later. You just spend so much time. You spend hours and hours and hours. And then she... Yeah, whatever. It's crazy. I don't even know what my life turned into right now. Bobby Bone, come on. This woman in Oklahoma was asleep and she hears like... Argh. And so she wakes up and there's a coyote chasing a cat in her bedroom. The woman said she thought her cat and her dog were fighting. It was 4 a.m. But when she turned on the light, she discovered her cat was being chased by a large coyote. Amy, what would you do in this situation?
I mean, I call 911? Coyotes can kill you.
Can they?
Yeah.
Are they going to drop an anvil on your head?
Yeah, what are you? Come
I thought they could bite your arm off.
Bone, that's funny.
I thought they really could bite you. I don't know. Am I wrong? And like coyotes can like rip your face off.
I'm not sure. I bet you they could if threatened.
And like so if you're in a small space, like there's nowhere for you to go. And if it feels threatened and it starts to attack you, I think they can do some major damage.
Yeah, they could if you're a wimp.
Listen,
you wake up and you hear a coyote. What are you going to do? You're going to beat him up.
I don't know.
You're going to attack the coyote and show him whose house. If the coyote comes in your house, you have to defend your house. You have to say, this is my house, and you're going to respect the rules. You're going to get out.
Okay. What would you do, Lunchbox, if you woke up and there's a coyote in your bedroom 5 feet from you? Like, what would you do? Literally movements.
Literally, first I'd stand up and I'd get in the ready position. Two hands out, fists up. And then I'd fake the left, come with the right uppercut, boom.
Oh, you'd box the coyote.
Yes, wow. Coyote gets hit, and the head pops up, and then I bring my left leg with a roundhouse kick across the face, coyote out.
So you just beat up the coyote with your hands and feet?
Absolutely. I don't need a weapon. I got my weapons on my body. That's what we were built for. That's how God made us, so we could defend our house. And if a coyote comes in, he's going to get the boss and the diesel.
Oh, wow.
Those are two fist bones, by the way.
I I didn't know which two things they were. I was just moving on. You know what I would do is I would probably have a shotgun close to my bed.
Oh, but you're going to blow a hole in your wall.
I know. But I'm probably going to shoot the coyote in my house.
Or wasp spray.
But where is it? And I don't want my cat getting eaten.
Okay, true.
So I'm probably going to grab my... I have a 12-gauge, and I would grab the 12-gauge. And there's never actually one in the chamber, so it's ready though. And
but
I would
a shotgun spreads bullets, right?
Well, it depends. It depends what kind of shot you have. So yes,
I'd be
what
about
I have.
Your cat.
what I have right now. It's a spread.
Okay.
So, but Lunchbox, it's good to know that you would fist fight your coyote.
Man, you're
fist
the man.
Fight and kick. Don't worry, it's getting a kick. It's getting a left foot because he's going to see me hit him with the right hand. He's going to be like, oh, he's about to hit me with a right kick. And that's when I trick him. Left kick, boom. You got to get him with that surprise, rope-a-dope.
Bobby Bone Show.
Here we go. The latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30-second skinny.
Alan Jackson, Jason Aldean, and Zach Brown Band have all had to cancel some of their concerts due to the flooding and weather from Hurricane Florence hitting the states.
You know, it's always nutty to me when I see people upset about that, because there are people that are upset at those artists for canceling shows during a hurricane. During a hurricane! People, you need to get your beans and worry about the hurricane. You need to get your dogs in or leave. Don't worry about playing Don't Rock the Jukebox. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's all.
It's sort of
That's
bizarre.
All. Yeah, what else, Morgan, number two?
Kane Brown is leading the list of country nominees at this year's American Music Awards with 3 nominations. He's up for Favorite Male Artist along with Thomas Rhett and Luke Bryan. Carrie Underwood, Maren Morris, and Kelsey Ballerini are also nominated for Favorite Country Female Artist.
Oh, well, good for them. All right, what else you got?
So in a blooper video from their time on the road together, John Party blocked the camera from seeing Luke Bryan with his shirt off.
Yeah, this is from the What Makes You Country tour, and here's a clip of them behind the stage. Here you go.
What do you think? Is this free? This is $100, okay? This is Brown, the shirt off. For me,
there you go. And those knuckleheads. All right, that's it.
Yep, I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
Come on. It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So this woman, an elderly woman, her home was in bad shape. She didn't have the means to fix it herself, and she started getting letters because her place was not up to code, which is bad news. She couldn't fix it herself, like I said, so she got the word out. Someone talked to someone that talked to someone was like, you know what? We should help this woman out. And like 30 strangers showed up and repaired her gutters, her siding, fixed issues with her garage, and now her home is up to code, all because of kind strangers.
That's a good one. Yeah. I love people that just show up and help for no reason.
I know.
And here's why you should help, because at some point you're going to need help too, and it'd be cool when people help you.
Mm-hmm. The old lady said that it restored her faith in people, and it was really cool.
Bobby Bones Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from San Antonio, Texas. A man thought it would be really fun to go outside and throw an axe at a moving train.
Oh, well, that is fun sounding.
Sounds fun.
Yeah. I mean, big train, you got an axe. What else is there to do?
So he went out there, whoo, throws the axe, boom, bounces off the train, oh, no. Hits him in the head, knocks him out unconscious.
Yeah, see? See? That's fine.
Oh, man, I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead story of the day.
Amy's looking around stunned at this. Go ahead.
Yeah, because I'm like, okay, he just knocked him unconscious, but yeah. I always worry about these boneheads sometimes because we're not allowed to have death.
Yeah, so you should
He was taken to the San Antonio Military Medical Center for treatment for his head injury.
Yeah, head bump.
Okay.
He'll be all right.
Maybe a head bump on his head.
Yeah. Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Yeah. By the way, my dance partner from Dancing with the Stars will be in later on.
Amazing.
Yeah. Ooh. Yeah, you guys haven't met her yet because it's been pretty secret. Her name is Sharna Burgess. She'll be in next hour. So if you have to leave, come back. But now let's play the game that everybody's loving. It's Amy versus Lunchbox.
Yeah.
Amy gets three dude questions. Lunchbox gets three women questions. And we'll see who wins. Lunchbox, the big winner yesterday. We're just playing this week, and we'll see how people like this game or not. Over to Amy first. You have three questions, okay? In football, how many points is a field goal worth?
Well, you get the touchdown, and then you get the field goal. You get one extra point. You get one extra point.
She says one. Show me one. No.
It's three? Is that the three?
Lunchbox would like to steal three.
Three is correct.
Yeah.
What's that called? The kick?
The extra point. There's a difference in a field goal and an extra point. Yes. That's Amy, back over to you. Michael Bay.
Yeah.
Is very famous for directing what action movie series?
Transformers.
Ooh. Show me Transformers.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah. All right. Amy, which NBA basketball team has won the most NBA championships ever?
NBA what?
NBA team has won the most NBA championships.
The Chicago Bulls.
Oh, show me the Bulls. No, now.
The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Let's go over to Lunchbox, who hosts the Sore Loser Sports Podcast, by the way.
So he should know this.
He should for sure know this. Lunchbox.
Yeah, Celtics.
Ooh, show me the Celtics.
There you go. Wow. Woo! Nice work, Lunchbox.
What's the score through that?
Lunchbox 2, Amy 1.
All right. Over to Lunchbox. Lunchbox.
Yeah, give me those questions about the ladies.
E.L. James is known for writing what book trilogy?
E.L. James is 50 Shades of Grey.
Ooh. Show me 50 Shades. Yes.
Yeah!
One down.
Woo!
What do you call a single diamond set lone in a ring?
What do you call an engagement ring with a diamond on it? With oh, that's called a perfect setting.
Ooh. No. Gonna go over to Amy now. Can you steal it?
Solitaire.
A solitaire, yes.
Wow. That's what I meant, because it's solitaire by itself. Perfect setting, alone.
Okay, now, Lunchbox, if you get this right, you win again.
Yeah.
Because I'm worth it is the slogan of what company?
Oh, yeah. Because I'm worth it. Dove.
Dove. Show me Dove for the win.
Yeah, hit my music.
Show me Dove for the win. No.
I'll sit down, Lunch.
Let's go over to Amy. She can tie it.
Because I'm worth it?
Because I'm worth it.
Shoot. It's not. Maybe it's Maybelline. Maybe it's not. Because I'm worth it. Secret.
Secret.
Huh.
Show me Secret. No, what and Lunchbox that? Wins again. Shoot. It's L'Oreal.
Oh, yes.
Oh. Shoot.
Does it again, folks.
The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, John Party is here. I want to talk about this new song, John. This song, Night Shift. Tell me about this song, where you found it, what it means to you.
Well, Night Shift was kind of buried in an email that I liked, and I put it somewhere. You know how you can lose so many emails, wherever, a cloud, wherever the hell it is. But I was kept getting pitched songs. I was like, man, I dug through the emails and I found it. I was like, what about this one? And then played it for everybody, and they loved it. And to me, it was the cadence, it was the beat, and it was talking about a guy getting off work and kind of his night shift is loving his girl. And I thought that was just kind of a cool way to spin it around. And of course, it's rocking, so can't get enough rocking songs.
Let me play a little bit of this here.
Working night shift. On the night shift, baby.
It's a jam, huh? It's a jam. Who do you feel like you represent, like, as an artist? Because I feel like I represent a group of people, like small town, or like, you know, people that don't quite fit in. Like, I feel like that's who I represent.
Mm.
Who do you feel like you represent?
I mean, definitely small town. I represent people who chase their dreams, that go after something that everybody says you can't, or, you know, it seems too far away. People who like to drink.
Oh, yeah, yeah, of course, that one there, yes. I'm the only one that clapped. I was looking for somebody to clap, it was just me.
But you don't have to drink, but you know you got that drinking attitude.
The drinking attitude.
That's right.
Dude, I drink Shirley Temples. Like nobody, so many, John Party, that the waitress, that's having a Shirley Temple the other night, right?
Mm-hmm.
She comes over and she goes, hey, do you want me to do, like, less Shirley, because there's a lot of sugar in that.
Yeah.
And that was her way of cutting me off, but of sugar. And I felt like that's what it must feel like when you had a little too much.
Yeah, well, sugar is a whole different high. You don't pass out when you drink a lot of sugar.
You still have the motorcycle?
Yeah.
You ride it?
Yeah. We haven't rode in a while, but we've been doing all kinds of stuff. It's like in between motorcycles and golf for our off time on the road. And sometimes it's like, you know, we don't want to go ride in like really busy areas. So, you know, we're going to Montana and stuff where we can get on the back roads and kind of see some things. Went up to one in California. That was fun. So we pick and choose when we want to ride because we want to, you know, stay safe.
Get the old Bronco still?
Got the old Bronco.
What year is that thing?
78.
So how much of that stuff is the 78 inside of it? How much of it you had to replace?
On my Bronco, everything's brand new. Everything.
Except for the shell?
Except for the shell. I got lucky with that. But, and the axles and everything. I take that back. Most of the, like, the real guts of it, the axles and the shell and the seats are I reupholstered the seats, though. And it's all rhino line. I mean, it's really cool.
You take pride in that? You like the car? You like the trucks?
I wish it was here, but it's really fun to have on the West Coast. So when we go out, my mom's like, everybody's like, we're going to take the Bronco out. And so it's kind of a thing, and it's nice to have a place to kind of have the weather where it's not grueling hot, and you can kind of have the top off and just ride around.
What's your dad think about all this? To kind of watch you blow up a little bit. I've spent a little time with your dad.
He's senior.
He's very much like he's more you than you. If that's fine. He's more. Yeah. So what's he think about watching you turn to a star?
He loves it, man. He's always here helping me work on the house. Or we got to have more fun. He likes to golf, so I took him golfing, and he'll come out on the road. But he really just wants to spend time with me. So whenever we're near San Antonio. Of course, he comes to the show, but he really just doesn't travel that much unless he's coming to the house to, like, hang out. So, but he loves it, and we have a lot of fun. He's definitely my dad in Texas. Knows all the country artists around Texas, and it's been fun to kind of watch him do his thing in Texas.
How many cowboy hats you have?
I got a pile that I need to give the management to do giveaways, but I think I got 8.
Do you have one really nice one, like a dress cowboy hat?
Yeah, but it's all dusty and dirty. You have to clean them out. I mean, I think, like, the more dirt you show on your hats, the more you wear them, and the more they're clean. It's like...
Poser.
No, not poser. They may have just got a new hat, but
mine are all clean. Spotless.
I think if you get a good hat, like American Hat Co., it kind of molds to your head and how you wear it. And so I like to see them a little dirty.
Clap for John Park.
Yeah.
Yeah, and a dirty hat. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
There's this traffic light every day driving to work, and we drive in. It's dark still. And this traffic light sits on red, and there is nobody around. And I sit there. You know why? Because I'm a rule follower when it comes to the road. And I sit there, and it's red, and I just sit there. And then I sit there, and it never turns green. And sometimes I'll take a right and go up another way. Do you guys run the light, or do you actually...
I was running it until y'all told me I couldn't run it anymore, and now I sit at it.
Yeah, me too. So, Lunchbox has a story. What happened?
There was a guy, he pulls up to the stoplight, and it's late at night, and he sits there, and then finally he gets aggravated, he gets out, and takes down the stoplight.
Oh. How do you take down a stoplight?
He got up, and he started shaking it, and knocked it over. And then they were able to track him down because they got his license plate when he went through the intersection from a camera.
Oh, that's funny.
So why did he take it down? Why did he just not run it?
I don't know. I don't know if he goes that way every night and the light is there. It didn't say in the news story if he goes there every night and he was just frustrated, or if it was just he was having a bad day and he took it out on the stoplight, but the stoplight came down.
Bobby, you never know what's going to trigger someone to do something, you know, such as that.
I can tell you, I don't think I could be triggered so much to take down a light. I don't. I was reading Mark Wahlberg's daily schedule. Did you see this on the internet?
Yeah, it's insane.
It's insane. So Mark Wahlberg wakes up at 2:30 a.m. At 2:45 a.m. is prayer time. At 3:15 a.m. is breakfast. 3:40 to 5:15, he gets his first workout in.
First workout.
Yeah. He does a post-workout meal, a shower at 6, golf at 7:30 every day. And you know, you can't hate that because he's already got a bunch of stuff done from the day.
Yeah.
A snack. He does cryo at 9:30, a snack at 10:30. At 11, he has three things lumped in: family time, meetings, and work calls. That's a lot of lumping.
Right. Yeah. That is a lot.
He does another meal at 1, more meetings at 2, picks up the kids at school at 3.
Sweet.
Another workout at 4, a shower at 5, dinner and family time at 5:30, and then bedtime at 7:30. He posted his whole schedule. And you know how sometimes I just get like people are oddly into feet. You know, and some people oddly are, you know, everybody has their like a little weird thing.
Yeah.
I love schedules. Like I look at this. Yeah.
You into that?
It's kind of hot. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not him, but... Like if I met somebody who would do this with their schedule.
Like when you open up your calendar sometimes, are you like, hey.
I live like that.
I know you really like crossing things off of list.
That's something we don't talk about a lot here on the show, but yeah, go ahead. You can tell them.
Well, it's very satisfying for you when you get to cross something off. It's you like take a moment and you're like, and I see the satisfaction. When you
it means I've completed the task that was put in front of me. Mm-hmm. And when I mark it off, it means it's done. I did it.
Yeah.
And I have a list of everything I need to do all day, every day. Calendar every day. And I mark them off one by one. I don't do anything until it gets marked off. Mark Wahlberg and I are a lot alike, I guess, huh, everybody?
I guess so. Yeah.
Exactly like.
Just like him.
Hey, coming in a bit, my dance partner from Dancing with the Stars, Sharna Burgess. We can call her Sharna, whatever. But she's coming in. You guys are free to ask her whatever you want. There are no rules. You can ask her whatever you want. She hasn't, you know, been on the show yet. Yesterday was a crazy day doing Good Morning America. And we can talk about all that later. It was crazy. Like, listen, I know it's like, oh, Bobby, you get on the radio. It's crazy. I can tell you stories, but it was just like, what is happening in my life right now?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm just a dude from a tiny town in Arkansas. And now it's like I'm dancing on TV. It's not even the real show either.
What? What do you mean?
It's not Dancing with the Stars. Wait till that happens.
Oh, yeah.
I was just dancing on Good Morning America.
Yeah, it's just a promotional part. I mean, yeah. I was getting so many text messages today about it, and I was not even on Dancing with the Stars, but people were so excited for you. I realized how many of my friends watched the show. And, by the way, a couple of my text messages were like, oh, he got the best girl. He's got the best partner.
Yes, and she has the worst. Really.
Oh.
I have the least experience of anyone on the show. We did a thing. I have 0 days of ever dancing in any project whatsoever. So I have the least of anyone.
Okay.
I know. I know. Well, but she's coming in later.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
About a year ago, 81-year-old Mr. Mapp showed up at the NICU in Mobile, Alabama, looking to volunteer his time. He goes in there and he rocks the babies, just spends time with them. When the parents aren't there, he comforts them. A year later, he has donated $1 million to the NICU.
Both. You know what? Because a lot of people don't have $1 million. Yeah. Most people don't have $1 million.
True.
Yeah. But people can do things like rock babies or walk dogs or...
Yeah, he said he wanted it, his legacy to be, keep going if he died, so $1 million to the NICU and the babies.
Awesome.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Did you know you could roll all of your credit card debt into one monthly payment at a lower fixed interest rate? LightStream offers credit card consolidation loans with 5.89% APR with AutoPay, much lower than the average credit card interest rate of over 18% APR. You can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and you can even get your funds as soon as the day you apply. Because LightStream believes that people with good credit deserve a great interest rate and no fees. Apply today and get a special discount on top of LightStream's already low rates. The only way for listeners to get this special discount is to go to LightStream.com/country. That's LightStream.com/country. Go to LightStream.com/country. Subject to credit approval, rate includes 0.50% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit LightStream.com/country for more information.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, nah, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come, Bobby.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Time for the morning corny. Here we go, Amy.
The morning corny.
How did the extension cord hurt his shoulder?
How did the extension cord hurt his shoulder?
It popped out of his socket.
come on. There she got it.
Morning corny.
It didn't win us over at first, but we thought about it. We liked that one. That was,
The Bobby Bones Show.
Well, it was announced yesterday I will be on the next episode, next season of Dancing with the Stars, which is pretty crazy.
Hopefully multiple episodes.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know, though. My partner, Sharna Burgess, is coming into the studio right now. Here she is. There she is. Clap your hands. There she is. Finally, sit right there with those headphones. Finally, I get to tell her what to do, because I'm going to tell you.
It's all official.
The last week and a half or so has just been her bossing me around.
Yeah.
Put those headphones on right there. This is everyone. This is Sharna. This is Amy.
Hey. Hi.
This is Lunchbox.
What up?
What up?
And this is the rest of the crew. So yeah, we had to keep it secret for a long time. Mm-hmm. We had to meet, and we'll be honest, we didn't know who each other were.
No, not at all.
I didn't know who she was, because I didn't watch the show religiously. I had to watch stuff on YouTube when friends had been on. And then she had no idea who I was. Nobody knows who I am.
Yeah.
So...
Okay, well, can I ask something?
You can ask anything you want.
So, that being said,
right.
Being like you don't know who he is, and you're like, ugh, are you like, dang, who's my partner?
That's exactly what I thought.
Look, I'm Australian, so half the time I don't know who it is that I have. You know, Antonio Brown walked in the room, I was like, who are you?
He
you
plays
know?
For the Steelers. Amy wouldn't know who that was.
Oh, you would know that. Yeah. There's like football players, and I just don't understand... I don't know most of these celebrities being Australian, so yeah.
Yeah, so you're fine. You're like, for all you knew, you were either getting Ryan Seacrest or Bobby Bones.
Same. Yeah, who knew?
Some radio guy. you knew who Ryan was.
I didn't even know that, you know?
She's had mostly professional athletes.
Okay.
And then me.
Yeah. So what's
the
difference?
Yeah, like your last few partners
like...
have been, hold on, let's go down. The last partner was Josh Norman.
Yep,
who plays for the Redskins.
Yep.
Antonio Brown,
athlete.
Steelers.
Yeah. Derek Fisher.
Derek Fisher, basketball player. James...
Hinchcliffe, race car driver.
So she gets all these guys who know their bodies and like are high, and then me.
You know your body.
I mean, trust me, I know my body. You know what I mean? I know my body.
But I mean, he just doesn't like use his body as a sport.
Not when anybody's around.
Or as an instrument. Yeah. You know, there's a, he's never really danced with it before, but I've been really impressed with the way that he learns. And instantly, the first day of our rehearsals, I was like, my gosh, this guy puts so much pressure on himself that I don't have to put any added pressure on him. And I learned a lot about him in the first day. So I walked in not knowing a thing about him, but walked out of the room adoring him and feeling like we're going to have an amazing journey this season.
She's been the human I've spent the most time with in the past 8, 9, 10 days. I mean, we'll practice 4, 5, 6, 7 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's tough. She bosses me around. It's so fun to get to tell her what to do now because every minute is her just telling me what to do, Aim.
Well, so far you haven't really like told her what to do.
Yeah, I said sit down, put the headphones on. Yeah, I did.
That's a good start, right? Yeah.
So what do you want to ask, Aim? I know you have a lot of questions.
Man, just from the 9 days or however long it's been that y'all been working, have you seen improvement? And do you think there's hope?
Do you think there's hope? I do. So I've recently now seen us have a major, major breakthrough. And Bobby has very quickly gone from not being able to put four steps together to nearly having an entire routine down in less than 2 weeks. And going from absolutely no dance training to, I'm sorry, what is an eight count and why do I start on one? To having nearly an entire routine down is so impressive for me. And I love the way that he puts the pressure on himself. He goes home and practices probably more hours than we do in the studio. Comes back in the next day and knows his moves and we can go to the next level. And that's exactly what I need in a student. That's what it takes to go all the way. Bobby's not the first partner I've had that's had no dance experience and felt like they had no hope. And I've still somehow managed to get them to the end. So I see it in our future.
Well, for her too, she has been to the finals. The championship three times, finished second three times, and it hasn't won.
Yeah.
So this could be the year.
I've been to the finals five or six times.
No, I'm sorry, the final two. You finished second place.
Yeah, final two.
Yeah, you finished second place three times. So,
always the bridesmaid, never the bride.
We're trying to get that 28th dress. We're trying to make it the wedding dress.
Yeah.
The 27 dresses.
Yes.
I'm trying to be the 28th dress here for her. So, Lunchbox?
Yeah. Do you worry, like, when you're dancing with him, is it gross? Like, because you guys are real up close. Do you worry about him having bad breath and, like, smelling?
What day was it that I ate garlic?
Was it
like day three? It's not all the days.
It's a lot.
It's not all the days.
Bobby, you called her out on it?
No, I'm telling you guys.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering. We are so close.
Like dance etiquette, yes.
We're so close all the time.
Okay.
Hands on all. It was so uncomfortable for me early because I don't touch women.
So does she touch your butt and stuff?
Yeah.
Whoa! Yeah. Yeah.
What?
It's not, I'm telling you.
That's all I'm talking about.
Day one, I go in like hands up, like, do I put my hands on your shoulders? Like, what do I do? And even during we went and took pictures, she was like, put your hands here. Put your hands. Yeah, because I don't feel comfortable touching.
Oh, because you got to be like up on them on the pictures because they do very intimate photos when they show them.
Yeah. You look like a dance couple, you know. But it was funny because we had our photo shoot and Bobby was crushing it in his own photos, just, you know, up there with his own swag. His photos were amazing. And then I got up there next to him and it was
the
like,
girls, oh, no,
girl. You're
girl.
You're a female.
Where did
you go? You're really pretty. So, and he's awkward.
Can you imagine? Here I am walking up and they're like, this is your partner? Because look how hot she is.
I know.
That's really my question for you. So first time you see him, like because when they say, okay, Bobby Bones is going to be your partner, you look him up, you see pictures. What did you think when he walked in the room the first time? Were you like, woo?
You can
be like,
honest. Eh. Be completely honest.
Well, I didn't get to look up pictures. I didn't get to do any of that. I met Bobby at the rehearsal studio, so he walked in.
Okay.
And I find him very charming. He's a very attractive man. He's got a lot of confidence in himself with what he does and what he knows he's put the work into. But there's something very, very endearing about the fact that he walks in. He's like, I know nothing. I know absolutely nothing. Am I the worst partner you've ever had? What are we going to do and how are we going to fix it? He's got a very lovable personality. I love that about him.
All right, we're in studio right now with my Dancing with the Stars partner, Sharna Burgess. We've had to kind of hide us being together at places where we go to dinner and have to get like a table away from things because no one could know what was going on.
Yeah.
It's been kind of a weird thing to have to keep quiet. And Amy knew, but the rest of the show didn't know until it got leaked out. Like Reality Steve put it out, then Us Weekly put it out. Yeah. And even then we couldn't talk about it. So it's weird. It's like a secret that we've been holding on to forever.
Right.
And finally we get to let it out. Yeah.
People were guessing, though. Like, I did an Instagram story of his feet putting on dance shoes, and there was like a quarter of a red slide in the corner of the frame. And people guessed Bobby Bones.
Because it's red.
Because his fans are diehard, which is good for you because that's more votes. So let's talk pay. on Dancing with the Star, do you get more money the farther you go, or is it a flat fee? How does that work?
You don't have to answer anything you don't want to answer, but you go right ahead.
And no, how much is it?
I mean, of course, and how much is it? That part I won't answer. But no, we do. You know, there's incentives, right? We get bonuses for the quarter, semi, and final.
Ooh.
And we do have a thing in our contract. We only get guaranteed so many production weeks. So once you're eliminated after a certain week, it's different for everybody's contract. You will get a retainer, which is a fraction of what you get throughout the week if you're not competing.
So if I don't keep her going,
right,
she gets cut.
Right.
She gets paid.
So do you go to Bobby that first meeting and say, look, you may not be motivated, even though he really is, and say, if we make the finals, I make this much bonus.
I asked her about that.
And she splits it with you.
No, there's none of that happening. Because I get paid the longer I stay on, too.
Oh, right. You're getting paid?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm talking. I'm just making sure. My boy Bobby likes to volunteer for things.
No. This isn't volunteer. Like, I get paid a chunk up front, and then the further out that I go, every week I get paid
more. That's what I'm talking about.
So it's beneficial for both of them to win.
Yeah, we both want to be in it.
But it's not a ton. I mean, for me, it's not a ton. It's not my life. It's her livelihood.
No, I understand that.
We had a frank discussion. I said, hey, listen, I know this is your life. Like, this is your craft. And I owe it to you to work as hard as I can because this is what you do and how you make your living. But we did have that talk because I don't want to put the pressure. Like, I wanted to know what that pressure was.
Yeah. And I'm sure that you've already realized this about Bobby working with him for a couple of weeks. But he will work hard. He will show up. Early. And he will put in the work. So I'm just super excited to see kind of the fruits of your both of your labor like pay off and see y'all on TV and then see you all the way through to the end. You have to refresh my memory because if I'm thinking it, I feel like people listening might be thinking
Go
it.
Ahead.
What's the best way how do we support what y'all are doing?
It's a good question. Because how's the voting work on Dancing with the Stars?
So. I mean, there's like this whole mathematical breakdown of it, but the judging is 50% and the voting is 50%.
Okay.
And so the minute the show starts, the voting lines open and they stay open for, I believe, 2 hours after the live show. Then the only voting that's open for 24 hours is the online voting, which is both through Facebook and the Dancing with the Stars website through abc.com. So there's three different ways that you can vote. There's the phone, Facebook, and online. And only two of those options are open for 24 hours. I suggest people just create multiple email accounts and just go in. That's what I say.
Sharna Burgess is here, my partner on Dancing with the Stars. And the show gets started. Do you know the date it starts? The
24th is our first show.
The 24th?
Yeah. September?
Yeah, it's in
Oh my God.
It's coming now.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks.
But
that's crazy.
You get at least 2 weeks, right? You don't vote anybody out the first week.
No, this week people get voted off, right?
Yeah.
You
got cutthroat.
I believe in what we're all talking about as a cast right now is I believe someone goes home the second night, which is the Tuesday, because we have a Monday and a Tuesday show. And every now and then they don't tell us these things. They just let us wonder and panic throughout the week. Wonder if there's going to be a double elimination. Wonder if there's not. Every now and then they'll surprise us and say two people are going home. Every now and then they'll surprise and say no one goes home. But as of right now, the information we have is one goes home on the Tuesday, one goes home on the following Monday and the Tuesday. So within the first week, three couples are gone.
I was so bad. Like I was, and I called Amy. And I mentioned without saying what it was, I called Amy the first night and said, hey, I'm really panicking a little bit because I don't get it. Mm-hmm. And it was severe anguish where I sat at home and
I'd say that's a good way to put it. Anguish and just it's so foreign for me, especially knowing you for like 13 years and how you are, like to hear you that way. I don't know that I've ever heard you that sure of yourself.
I was completely vulnerable with Amy, which it's tough. I've been very vulnerable with Sharna, too. Yeah. We've had, again, you're just together. And your bodies are, it's a whole thing, man. It's a whole thing where then you have to start thinking about baseball or grandma, you know.
Oh,
yeah. You know what I mean?
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Sometimes. That's what I was going to say. Because you are getting close.
Yeah.
So, like, how do you handle that? Like, how do you handle that as dance partners?
You go to the bathroom, you go, grandma, baseball.
I don't even know about this
stinky
situation.
Stinky shoe.
No, you know.
Stinky shoe, all this stuff.
Because you guys have spent a lot of time together, and Bobby said he's been vulnerable with you, which is not, he doesn't do that with females a lot. What's your dating history?
My dating history? How long have we got?
No, I mean, like, what's your status is really what I'm asking.
Yeah, oh, listen, right now, we're just working toward the future.
Whoa! That's
all. No,
whoa,
no, no. Whoa! That's all. Are we good with that answer?
We're good with that
answer. I hate
answer.
To tell you, because partners have gotten married from that show. Robert Hirschbeck from the Shark Tank. Yeah, he went on there and he married the chick.
We had one couple from 27 seasons that got married.
What?
Do I hear two? Give me two. Do I hear two?
Listen.
Wait, hold on. I didn't know that someone got married. That is putting a whole nother thing in my brain.
Mm-hmm.
They just had little Dancing with the Stars babies.
Yeah. It's amazing. It was a beautiful story too. It was about 3 years ago. Robert Hirschbach, one of the Shark Tank guys and investors, met his partner. They danced together on the show. Had this amazing journey, fell in love, got married a year later, and now have babies. Like, it's a fairy tale.
So you're saying in a year.
Interesting. Funny.
We could have a wedding.
We're just saying we're working toward.
And twin babies.
Oh, twin babies. I've got all the twin babies.
We're working toward our goal of winning the Mirror Ball.
That's what we're working on.
That's what we're working on.
Yeah.
Ooh. The Bobby Bones Show.
All right, Shauna Burgess is here, my partner from Dancing with the Stars, and the show gets started in less than 2 weeks. People ask how much we practice. How much can we say we practice?
I would say that we average 6 hours a day.
Oh, man.
At the moment. That's going to get more. We'll double that by the end of the season.
12 hours a day?
If we last. Like, I'm convinced we're not making it past week one.
Well, stop thinking that way.
Don't manifest that.
It's not a manifestation. It's me. Yeah. I didn't make it happen. That's already there. Because I came in with nothing. And we've worked a lot. But, like, we put in hours. And I do the radio show. And then I just dance and maybe eat and dance.
Do you guys nap at any time? Because you have to rest, right, in between dancing?
I would say that we don't sleep, we nap. Like, at night, it's a nap of a couple of hours before you have to get back up. I mean, especially Bobby's schedule, it's insane what he's trying to fit in right now between the radio show and everything else he's got going on and doing 6 hours a day with me. He's a machine.
Do most people have a job while they do the show?
50-50. Some people can take the entire 3 months off and move and relocate to LA and just dedicate everything to it, and other people can't. You know, there have been athletes on tour for ice skating tours. There have been people on book tours. There's been a lot of things going on. But it's, you know, you always find a way to give it the time you need.
Yeah, it's a lot of time.
Yeah.
I'm starting to feel sexy a little bit, though.
In what way? Like, in what way?
Well,
like, in your moves?
Well, it's just a confidence thing, because I don't have confidence. And when you have to do it 100 times and you start to get it, you just, I don't know, maybe sexy is not the word.
Because I'm trying to picture this, like, when you're walking.
There's confidence.
Oh, she's telling you you're sexy? Is that it?
And she's like, here's the conversation we had recently. She goes, you're not sexy yet. But you will be, because you're learning, right?
Yeah. There's a crazy transformation with dance. When you learn to do something with your body and be confident with it, know where you're placing it and how to move it from one place to the other, you feel sexy about what you do. You feel sexy in the way that you walk down the street, the way that you converse with someone, because you now know how to move your body.
Oh, so how do I do that?
Practice.
I got you.
Practice.
6 hours a day.
Yeah.
At the gym.
Even with us, the first few days, 3 or 4 days, like, there was no jokes for me. There was no funny. There was no me, because I wasn't me. I was a toddler learning this stuff.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so also, I think with us and our chemistry, as I've got to be a little more confident, got to be a little more me, too. So we have more fun now, too. They still struggle. She's still, step one, stand here. Step two, I'll practice in the corner. Put the left heel here. But, yeah, that's the thing.
So tell us your wardrobe for week one so we know.
I don't think we can we?
I don't think we're allowed to reveal it just yet.
Oh, darn it. Okay, so when you get...
You're on fire this morning.
One more question.
Go ahead. Hey,
yeah.
You're kind of getting dancing. You're close. Mm-hmm. You guys accidentally kissed yet? Mm-hmm. Like, I mean, just as you're dancing, like, your heads go the wrong way.
A kiss is choreographed into the dance.
Sometimes. Yeah, it has been.
Oh, have you done that?
We haven't done a dance
We haven't choreographed
yet.
Any kisses, no.
Oh, well... If they do, we know something's up, guys. That's when you know.
Or it's either choreographed.
We have choreographed no kisses.
Okay.
Okay.
We'll build up to
have
that.
Have you ever kissed another dance partner?
Me?
You don't have to answer. Anybody else that you've danced with? Have you ever just...
No, not at all. I don't date. I haven't actually dated any of my partners on the show before.
Yeah. Yet.
Until 2018, folks.
Well, if you heard she said I don't, and then peeled away from that and said I haven't.
Yeah.
I caught it.
I'm just kidding. Listen, we are what we are.
We don't. Yeah, listen, we're going to spend a lot of time together.
Ooh,
yeah.
Ooh.
We talk about, I've had conversations with her that I've never had with another woman, even Amy. Like, we talk about going to the bathroom.
I was about to ask that.
Yeah.
Do you pass gas in front of each other?
I haven't had to, but
I haven't had to.
I don't think I wouldn't.
Wait, in six hours of dancing, it doesn't just go poof?
There's definitely been burping.
There's been a lot of burping. Yeah, but I don't think I've just been like, all right, I haven't needed to fart.
Okay, because I don't think I can go 6 hours without doing that.
Not accidentally.
Right.
Yeah.
Maybe you could walk over to the other corner of the room, like time out, and then.
There's no time out. But listen, I'm telling you, it's been good. It's been fun. The process has been good. Anything else? Anybody else in the room want to ask a question before she. Raymundo, you're standing over there. Anything you want to know?
Have you given him any numbers from your friends? Like, I want to hook you up with some of my friends.
No, we haven't done that.
Zero. No.
Zero.
Morgan number two, do you want to ask anything sitting over there?
Yeah.
Come on over. Grab a microphone. This is Morgan number two, our head of digital. We have two Morgans, and since she's the other Morgan, she's Morgan number two.
I see.
Morgan. Say hi to Sharna.
Hello. How's it going?
Hi. Good.
So I want to know, what has been your favorite part about dancing with Bobby? Specifically dancing, since he really didn't come in with much. What has been like his best move so far?
My favorite part has probably been the last few days where I've seen him start to smile and really enjoy when he does something right. And actually be proud of himself. And that, for me, is the greatest moment, because I see him so hard on himself all the time that when he starts to get joy out of what we're doing is when I feel like I'm doing a good job for him.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
How do you prevent blisters? Because you're dancing 6 hours a day. I'm sorry. Your feet got to be tore up.
She makes me change shoes, but I don't know the real answer. She just makes me change shoes. So what is the answer?
That you can't prevent them. Your feet literally have to build up dead skin to protect you. Like, my dancers' feet are awful. They're gross because we need that padding and we need that protection, so we don't get it taken off. It's not baby skin under there, and he just has to build that up, basically. Oh.
Anything else from Sharna before we go away? I'm going to be working from the studio in Los Angeles a bit and back and forth, but I don't know that she's going to be back in the studio in Nashville for a bit. So last chance, folks. Amy?
Well, I think we covered a lot. I'm just super excited that it's happening on the 20th. Like, I didn't realize it was the 24th.
Yeah.
Like, it's crazy to me. Do you feel like the 24th, that's super close? Like, you're ready?
I think...
No, we're not ready.
No, we're not ready yet, but we will be. I feel like we've got so much time to get it together. And the pressure is on because we actually have two dances in the first week.
Oh my God, you got to memorize two dances?
Dude, it's crazy.
Yeah.
It's so hard.
Two dances.
It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do in my life.
Yeah.
Because I had to do it so fast. It's the hardest thing I've ever had to do. Triathlons.
Like work-wise, yeah.
Like anything because of the rate I've had to learn. Imagine this, Amy, you don't play golf. So imagine that someone said, hey, I need you to go and you and Tiger Woods are going to be a team, the best golfer. And you're going to go compete with each other, and you got to be good or Tiger's going to lose. Mm-hmm. And you don't know how to play golf.
Right.
I'm with a world-class athlete, and I'm her partner. You know, not her kid, her partner.
Right. And it's extremely challenging,
stuff. And you know how they do lifts and stuff where you see, like, they'll lift people up?
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Like, so we,
she lifts me up. That's how, she picked
she
me up.
She lifts you?
Yeah. I haven't yet. We've talked about it.
Oh, boy.
Different thing. But the guy usually lifts, but she's like, I'll get you on this.
That would be super impressive.
Do you know how weenie I already am?
Stop. He would lose all credibility.
I don't have any credibility.
But on national TV, if Sharna picks him up, everybody would be like, oh boy.
Actually, I don't know. I feel like that could get some attention.
Why not, right?
Yeah.
Why not?
Well,
we'll work on that.
Sharna, I bid you a farewell for moments.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, thanks for coming. And have you thought about, would you ever relocate to Nashville? Do you think it's a good city?
I actually love Nashville.
Okay.
I really, really love Nashville. I think it's an amazing city.
Yeah, it's a good answer. All right, so we're there. We're done with that.
Writing's on the wall, people. Just read it how you want.
We're just trying to win the competition.
Just read it how it is.
We're trying to win the competition. That's what we're trying to do.
We want Mirables.
We need, and the thing is, we're not going to win without our listeners.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Like, we need the B-team to come through.
No, that's why I need to know when we need to start, and that's the 24th.
And we are the underdog. She's never won the show. I don't know what the crap I'm doing. My feet don't even work together. So.
Now they're getting there. They're getting there.
So, thank you for coming by. Hope we'll have you on again soon.
Loved it.
And there he is. We got to announce it finally, and now here we are.
It's time for the good news
with Bobby. Tell me something good.
When an American Airlines flight was stranded because of bad weather, the pilot knew he needed to do something for the people waiting. He knew they were upset. So he bought them all pizza. Give them pizza party.
Oh, that's cool.
And I've been stranded, and you get irritated, and it's nobody's fault. Mm-mm. But, man, pizza would make it a little bit better.
How do you get pizza on the plane?
The pilot got it.
Mm-hmm. A plane headed from L.A. to Dallas-Fort Worth was rerouted to Wichita because of thunderstorms. They got off the plane.
Ah, there you go.
159 people were stuck until the next day, but the plane's captain said, hey, Papa John's, come on. So they were all waiting to get their bags, and the pilot showed up and gave them all pizza.
That's cool.
In my head, when I read that, I thought the pilot walked on with like all these pizzas and was like, what up?
Well, even worse, though, because they had to wait to spend the night.
No, it's good.
Yeah, good for that pilot.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go.
Around 25 million people on the East Coast are bracing for Hurricane Florence. FEMA said that the biggest danger was the storm surge, which is basically just a wall of water. Now imagine this, Anne. They're saying this wall of water can get 20 feet high.
Mm.
That's a pretty high wall of water.
Yeah.
And it comes in, it's not like a drip. So North Carolina, South Carolina, I mean, you see the map. We're watching the map. We're watching it move in. Now there are all these other spinning cycles out there too. So despite an evacuation order, South Carolina jails decided not to remove inmates. And I don't know that process. And if you remove inmates, I wonder if you're like relocating people from a jail, how many you actually keep and how many escape.
Right. Oh. And then who takes on the temporary criminals? Like, I know they have to have a facility, but you have to have a secure facility. Like, there's all these things that go into that. So, yeah,
they don't just check into
a
motel.
Maybe sometimes at the end of the day.
They do. It's honor code. Yeah, Motel 8 honor code. All the guys in jail, they promise. If they promise.
They get a per diem.
Then, yes, and they take care of themselves that day.
Nice.
I'd for sure make a break for it if they're relocating on hurricane.
Whatever. Nuh-uh. No, you wouldn't. You'd serve your time. You would not make a break.
You're probably right. You're probably right. I probably hold on somebody's pocket the whole time, too. Hurricane's coming. Let me hold your pocket, sir. Yeah. So, that's happening. Like, all seriousness, that's happening. And
yeah.
You know, we're watching, and if you're listening and you're about to be hit by it, you're going to handle it the way you handle it. I don't think you're going to hear me and then go, oh, Bobby said to leave. Because I think some people just can't leave. I know that if a storm would have hit me the first 22 years of my life, 23 years of my life, I just would not have been able to afford to leave. So I completely understand why people don't leave sometimes. And the news goes, I can't believe they don't leave. You know what? Some people just can't afford to leave. Gas, food, they got nowhere to go. And if they do, it's too far away to drive. You don't have money to fly. Sometimes I do feel like that there's kind of a rich person bias on the news. And I know that's not fair because it's the safest thing to do. But sometimes you can't even afford to be safe.
Oh, I think it's important that you express this and you remind people of that, because I think it is a common thing, like, of why wouldn't some people leave? And it's legit because of exactly what you're saying.
Yeah, and I get irritated at people for calling people stupid for not leaving, because you know what? Sometimes you just don't have the means to leave. So you stay. And sometimes there are knuckleheads. Not to say I wouldn't be a knucklehead either, but yeah, I saw that. We're watching it. You know, we'll see what happens afterward, and we'll do what we do afterward and try to help out best we can.
The Bobby Bones Show.
This guy watched an Adam Sandler movie every day for a year, and he says he still loves Adam Sandler. If you're young, you may not know Adam Sandler was King Ding-a-ling for a while. Like, really? It was one after the other.
Yeah, but so he obviously had to do some repeats, right?
Or does what you mean?
Well, every day for a year, is Adam Sandler in 365 movies?
Good point.
No, I don't think so. He watched Mr. Deeds upward of 30 times.
Oh, okay.
He's seen 8 Crazy Nights more than that, but he admits that's because it's the shortest of the Adam Sandler movies.
Solid.
Hey, Morgan, number two, you're 24 years old. Are you an Adam Sandler fan?
Yeah, I love Adam Sandler.
What's your favorite movie?
Ooh, 50 First Dates, probably.
Okay, so a little later, Adam Sandler, when he started to do more of the rom-commy, safer stuff.
Yeah, for sure.
Lunchbox, what do you think? Adam Sandler's best movie?
Happy Gilmore.
For sure.
So good.
So
good. Come on. Okay, who are the big comedian actors? Because Chris Farley had his run.
early 90s-ish. Then you had Will Ferrell for a long time dominated. You had Adam Sandler.
Yep, now it's Kevin Hart.
Oh, yeah. He's
Kevin Hart's got a bunch. And even some of the female comedians. Who's the girl that was in Bridesmaids?
Melissa McCarthy.
Yes. Melissa McCarthy did a whole, you know, she had a couple years. Amy Schumer a bit. But their lifespan doesn't last that long. We have to a little bit appreciate Adam Sandler for, he's been able to last for a long time. And you know who else was huge? Was Jim Carrey.
Oh, yeah.
So let me ask you guys this. One actor, and if someone else picks them, you can't pick them. But one actor, and you have to just watch all their movies for a year, who would it be? Let's go around the room. Amy, you get the first pick. Go ahead.
Reese Witherspoon.
Solid. Lunchbox?
Easy. Denzel Washington.
Ooh, good one.
That's a good one. Denzel's taken off the board. Let's go over to our video producer, Eddie. Eddie?
Bones, it's easy. It's Tom Hanks.
Ah, another good one's off the board.
Yeah.
Let's go to our 24-year-old digital producer, Morgan number two. Morgan number two?
Jennifer Aniston.
What? She has good movies?
Yeah,
has she been
in
a good movie ever?
Like,
yes.
I would watch Friends over and over again.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
You know, I would maybe go Keanu Reeves.
Stop, Bobby. No.
I love Keanu Reeves.
Like Mailbox or whatever it's
Bill
called.
Bill and Ted's? What are you talking about, Amy?
Bill and Ted's. And not only that, the John Wick movies.
Speed.
Don't hate on Keanu Reeves. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, I
saw that story. Hey, Lunchbox, what's the story about the guy emailing all the Nicoles?
This dude, Carlos, he's in college, and he goes out to the bar, and he meets this chick, Nicole, and they have a great conversation and everything, and she says, here, get my number, text me tomorrow. So he texts the number, and the girl, whoever gets the text, goes, oh, that's the wrong number, I'm not Nicole. So Carlos doesn't get the hint. Carlos goes to the university directory because she said they went to the same college, and he found every Nicole, 246 Nicoles, and emailed every single one of them and said, hey, I met you at the bar last night. I had such a great time. You told me to text you, and I didn't want you to think I was rude. I think I took your number wrong.
Okay. So what do we think about this, Amy? Because listen, everybody says be bold.
Yeah, I mean, I saw the story and I was like, that's awesome. Like, I love it. This guy is like, he wants to find his Nicole.
Lunchbox, you think it's psycho?
Oh, it is psycho, red flag, stalker alert. Like, dude, she gave you the wrong number on purpose. She did not have a good conversation with you. You thought the conversation was going well, and she was like, get me out of this bar.
Or she accidentally, like, he misread it or it got written down wrong or something happened, and she's wondering, why hasn't Carlos called me?
And here's what it comes down to, because there's a fine, fine line between bold and psycho.
True.
If she thinks he's cute, it's bold. If she doesn't, he's psycho. The same exact action is just on how cute you are and how much they're interested. Because if she really wanted to get a hold of him and she found out about this, she'd be like, oh my God, he went through so many hoops. If she did, she's like, oh my God, he's going to come and stab me. Like, that's the difference. And when ladies go, oh, I love when I'm just a man is bold. No, you love when a guy that you think's attractive right. is bold. Because I've done some bold things and they don't find me attractive and all of a sudden I'm the weirdo. So
yeah, y'all do the same thing with girls, like crazy to hot whatever ratio. Like, we can sort of be a little crazy, and if you're not that attracted to us, then we're nutso. But if we're, you know, you happen to think we're a little bit hot, you're like, dang. She's not crazy.
Okay. The fairness here is, okay, a guy will accept a crazier girl if she's hotter, right?
Mm-hmm.
But a woman will accept a grosser dude if he's richer.
True.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it, Amy.
I'm not arguing with you.
Okay, good. E! News goes out and takes a picture of me to the streets in New York. And says, hey, do you know who this guy is? He's on Dancing with the Stars. He's supposedly a star. Now, listen, I've said before, I'm not famous. I don't go into this thinking, here I am, Celebrity Bobby. I go into this thinking, holy crap, I cannot believe they put me on the show. And, wow, maybe I can actually use this for good. So they go out. Do you want to hear what people said, Am?
Yeah.
So first of all, they find a Dancing with the Stars super fan. They say, his name is Bobby Bones. What do you think he does? And the first, no clue, porn star is what they said.
Oh.
Yeah. They went to a lawyer. He does a long stare and a shrug and goes, I have no idea. Who is that? A former entertainment reporter. He said, I'm going to guess it's a former Vine star.
I have no idea who that is, and I'm a former entertainment reporter.
Oh.
A Brooklyn hipster. Looks like a hip-hop artist.
Oh.
Yeah, there you go. A college sophomore. No idea, but sounds like a skeleton from an old-timey kids Halloween special.
Okay.
And then it says, who is he really? A popular radio host, best-selling author, comedian, and was a celebrity judge, Miss America pageant. But yeah, nobody knew who I was. But my feelings are hurt because nobody knows who I am.
Yeah, you're fine with that.
People keep taking shots at me on Instagram like, man, guess they're really digging bottom of the barrel to put you on there. Yeah, I've been saying the same thing.
Yeah, but people don't need to tell you that. It's, like, not nice.
It's not nice.
Even if you're thinking of it. Like, if you're thinking it yourself, people don't need to comment that.
Here's the truth. There's an Instagram star with, like, 15 million, but nobody knows who these people are. Celebrities now are niche celebrities, period. Think of all the celebrities now, the biggest ones. Now, I'm not talking about the ones that were famous 10 years ago, like the Julia Roberts. But anybody now... we'll even go with someone who's huge, but even like Post Malone. A year ago, Amy didn't know who that was.
No, definitely not. But now I know all about him.
But, you know, all the celebrities and the Instagram and the YouTube stars and the sports star, everybody's, it's so niche now. And you can have a niche and it can carry you. Like, we have our group of people. That's all I ever care about is our people. Like, I'm not New York. I'm not LA. I care about our people. I want to take care of our people. They take care of me. And... I'm not trying to be anything else, but yeah, I thought it was funny they went out and did that whole deal. There's a lot of press. I did Good Morning America yesterday, and so I didn't know this, but Dierks Bentley put up a message on Good Morning America, and they were like, Bobby, someone has a message for you, and here's Dierks Bentley on GMA yesterday.
What's up, Bobby? It's your buddy Dierks here in Madison Square Garden tonight, but I'm thinking about you and you being on Dancing with the Stars, and just hoping you dominate this season, hoping that you don't have two left feet like I do. I'll be watching you. I'll be supporting you. Cannot wait to see you on Dancing with the Stars. Good luck, buddy.
That was super cool.
Yeah, super cool, right? And I didn't know it was coming, and I texted him right after, and I was like, dude, thanks, man. So that was cool, and I got to give Mountain Pine, Arkansas, my hometown, population 700, a shout-out. Here's a clip of that.
I'm from population 700, Mountain Pine, Arkansas, so this is like the greatest day of my life. So thank you very much.
Yeah. Like, I feel like that's what I'm doing on Dancing with the Stars. Like, I'm representing the people that probably shouldn't be there. Because I shouldn't be there. Like, we're a whole group of people in this studio and on this show. We all shouldn't be here. We're just awkward, normal folks. And so, that's what I'm doing. And also, I'm not very good. So, I'm going to need everybody's help. That's all. I need everybody voting. There are social media people on this show. They have an Instagram model, and I didn't know who she was. That doesn't mean she's not famous, because I didn't know who she was. But she has 12 million followers.
Whoa.
And if those people, because you can get voted by your social media too. It's part of it. How does she get beat? And she's had ballet dancing for 10 years.
Oh, wow.
I'm the least trained person on the entire show, and maybe the least known.
Okay. So we really have to show up to vote.
Well, or not at all. I hope people vote for me. Like, I'm working hard. I'm trying to represent people on this show like I do anywhere else. It's not any different. But, yeah, I think we would stun the world if I won the show. So, that happened. Let me see. I talked to Robin Roberts for a bit. Amy, I was thinking about you because I was going to go up and... She was standing there in between segments.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Michael Strahan a little bit. I got to know him when I did my book.
Yeah.
And I was with him and DeMarcus Ware is another guy who's on the show. And me, DeMarcus Ware, and Michael Strahan were talking about football. How I got into this conversation, I don't know. I guess they thought I was an NFL player too. But
Probs.
So we're talking and Robin Roberts comes up to me and goes, hey, Bobby. And I was like, what? Me? And she goes, yeah. She goes, hey, I just finished your book.
She did?
And I said, me? My book? And she goes, and I'm stunned by this because Robin Roberts is awesome and inspirational. And I was a little nervous to go talk to her. And she goes, yeah, I was just on vacation. And I read your whole book. And I loved it. And I was so inspired. And I was like,
what
has happened? Amy, I know. I was like,
that's so amazing. Like, we get to meet a lot of people. And she's like the one person like I really want to meet. And not only did you talk to her, but she read your book.
I couldn't believe it.
Wow.
So, and I said, you know what? And I thanked her. And I was like, are you sure I'm the right person? And she thought it was funny and I had to go back and sit down. But yeah, I thought about you. I know you love her. And
yeah.
She was super awesome. And she came up to me. It was crazy.
That's so cool.
So, yeah.
Dang.
There's a little Instagram that I put up yesterday. It's like 4 seconds of Sharna and I dancing. You can see my wiener a little bit.
What?
Did you know that?
What are you talking about? No.
Oh, okay.
I mean, no. The one where you have your shirt off?
Yeah.
Okay, no. I never noticed that.
I didn't really either. And then when I saw it, I just left it out because I don't care. I mean, I have pants on, but they're those pants you bought me, Amy, that are super tight.
Okay. Yes. They're sweatpants size small.
Yeah. And I'm dancing and you see it. So.
Okay.
It's got like, you look at the amount of views. People are like, and then listen, I've been a hater before. I'd be like, stop posting pictures. It's got like 400,000 plays.
Okay.
I guess
so,
people, what?
I mean, I literally never noticed that part. And now.
Go look at it.
No, I'm fine. I'm good. I was going to say, I just noticed like, you're like, well, I had two girlfriends also send it to me on Instagram being like, dang, what's up with Bobby's body? I'm like, girls, calm down. Stop.
Well, no, listen, this show's got me in a pretty good shape. And
that's
like,
all. It was just your abs, I think. Nobody said anything about anything else.
Well, I'm just saying, I actually am kind of comfortable right now without a shirt on because I feel pretty good about myself because I've been working so hard. But that really wasn't taken. I was just sweating so much, took my shirt off, and then I had to find a clip. And then all of a sudden, ding dong, witch is dead. There it is. So, yeah, there's that.
Good to know.
It's on my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, if you want to see it. Bobby Bones, come on. This NFL player is obsessed with Starbucks. And so he goes, Stefan Diggs, he buys an iced out Starbucks chain, $15,000. He's obsessed with Starbucks. He's a wide receiver for the Vikings. And so he has this big old, he even has Starbucks themed cleats, but he spent $15,000 on a chain.
Wait, what does Starbucks themed cleats even mean?
Same thing. He just has Starbucks on them. Like he loves Starbucks. He went to a jeweler, was like, hey, 1,000 emeralds. And so it took a month to complete a Starbucks chain that he wears. They don't even pay him. He just loves it so much. If you had to have one product, what would you wear as a big chain if you had to do it? You wouldn't do it, but if you had to, Amy.
I would do, oh man, I'd probably do a big can of my dry shampoo.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What's the name of it?
Dry bar, dry shampoo, and I would have it studded out with yellow and gold diamonds.
I would have a big old Metamucil gold clock.
Yeah.
I was using them way before I was any sort of sponsor for Metamucil because I just didn't use the bathroom, maybe like once every 3 days. And I started taking fiber and I'm better now, but I would rock the Metamucil. Like, I'd walk in, they'd be like, Metamucil up in this mug.
Yeah.
And it'd be a clock. Like old school. Yeah.
Oh,
lunchbox?
Okay.
Oh, that's easy. Scott toilet paper. I'd get squares of the Scott toilet paper blinged out on a chain hanging straight down because I'm in the bathroom a lot and I use Scott.
You love the toilet paper, huh?
Oh, yeah. And let me tell you, that chain would be awesome because I could really just get a roll of the toilet paper and hang it from the chain if I wanted to, but I think I'd take some individual squares so I had some chain hang low.
Yeah. Let your chain hang low. Put your teepee on the flow. Yeah. Hey, producer Eddie, give us one real quick.
Real quick, I'd probably do Pizza Hut, and then I would have diamonds all as the pizza, but the pepperonis would be rubies for sure.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
You guys are really into this, huh?
Hey, what's happening, guys? You know, you get on your phone, you're always tinking around trying to find stuff to do. There's a lot of games, a lot of apps out there, but I'll say this, there's only one Best Fiends. And if you're like me, yeah, tired of the same old apps on your phone. And let me recommend to you the puzzle game Best Fiends. There's a ton, they've been saying infinite amount of challenging puzzles, thousands of levels to play, and tons of characters to collect. It's the perfect game to play whenever you want. You can play with family, friends, by yourself. Either way, you won't get bored. And you won't be using your thumb, going, there's nothing to do on my phone. The best part, you can even play without internet connection, so you can play literally anytime, anywhere. Morgan, number two, plays it before the show starts. I catch myself playing Best Fiends just all the time, sitting somewhere, play some Best Fiends. Give it a try, and you can tell me where you catch yourself playing Best Fiends. Download Best Fiends for free on the App Store or Google Play today. That's friends without the R, Best Fiends, and you can be part of the club.
The Bobby Bones.
Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So this is pretty cool. The new Apple Watch can detect when the wearer suffers a fall, and it'll contact an emergency line if you fail to respond. So if you've got your Apple Watch on, you fall down, and you don't tell your watch, hey, like, I'm okay, then it's going to send you help.
Do you know what that reminds me of?
I've fallen and I can't get up?
Yeah. Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
Yeah.
Hey, Morgan, number two, you're the youngest on our show at 24. Do you know what that means? Help, I've fallen and I can't get up.
No, the only thing that comes to mind is the commercial for something, a product.
Yes, that's what it is. It's where you wear this thing around your neck, and if you're an old lady and your hip breaks, you call it and you go, help.
Yeah, I think I've seen it a few times.
I mean, sometimes men, but Bobby, the commercial has a man falling too on the golf course.
Yeah, I'll remember that one. Yeah. What else, Sam?
Okay, so just a couple of little Christmas-type stories for you. First of all, Target's holiday decor for 2018 is available to purchase online. If you're eager to get into the spirit, you can go to Target.com and see all the things they've got currently up. And then Amazon plans to sell full-size Christmas trees this year. So, man, Amazon, they really are just...
Amazon rules.
Doing it all. Like,
again, king ding-a-ling of all the things.
Now you don't even need to leave your house for a Christmas tree. You just Amazon Prime it to your house. Amazon now. Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime now. Got my tree.
She could do that with a girlfriend.
One day, Amazon will do that for you, Bobby, I'm sure.
Yes, thank you.
And lastly, Dulles Airport, Washington Dulles International Airport in Virginia, they have implemented a new facial recognition technology at checkpoints throughout the airport. And they have already, like in 3 weeks of the technology being, you know, since it rolled out, they've already caught two people trying to illegally enter the United States by using somebody else's passport. Whoa. The facial recognition thing busted them.
You know, and I should be like, oh, facial recognition, that's crazy. But they're already doing it anyway. They're just now showing us they're doing it. Really? Casinos do it. Everybody does it.
Okay, well, I was like, whoa.
They're just being open and honest. Yeah, it is crazy, though,
That's pretty risky to, like, think you're going to actually enter another country with a false passport.
I pick up my phone and I log in because of my face.
Yeah.
You know? So, yeah, that's a good story, though. I like that.
Listen,
what else you got?
One of the guys, his real ID was found hidden in his shoe. At like, once they busted him, he had his real ID in his shoe. So then they're like, well, now we know who you are.
All right. Thank you, Amy.
Okay, yeah, that's it. I'm Amy. That's my pile.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Give me a couple things happening in country music, Morgan, number two.
Carrie Underwood released a fun and paint-filled music video for her latest single, Love Wins.
That new Carrie. She's in tomorrow, by the way. Carrie Underwood in tomorrow, Friday morning conversation. Yeah. What else happened out there in country music, Morgan, number two?
Ryan Hurd got to perform the song that he wrote, Sunrise, Sunburn, Sunset, with Luke Bryan live down on the sold-out Broadway street.
Do we have a clip of that or no? Is there a clip? Did anybody record that? That's pretty cool, Ryan Hurd. He's a buddy of ours. He wrote that song and... he got to go sing it with Luke, so yeah, good for him. Anything else, Morgan, number two?
Well, Jennifer Nettles celebrated her 44th birthday also, so that's pretty cool.
Yeah, happy birthday to Sugarland's Jennifer Nettles. Well, there you have it. Amy, hope you have a good day.
Yes, you too.
I'm going to go dance for the next 6-7 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I'll post some stuff up on Instagram. I'm kind of embarrassed to post me dancing because I'm just not good. I'm the bottom 20% of the dancers for sure. But I think I'm working the hardest. I'm trying to just get to the top. I don't know. There's 13 dancers. If I get to be better than like 3 of them the first week, I think that's a win for me.
Okay.
Because I'm just not good.
I believe in you. You hustle.
I hustle. I'm putting the work in. So, yeah, thank you very much. Thanks to Sharna for coming by today. Listen to the podcast. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. BobbyBones.com.